From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Foreign Minister Taro Kono said Japan and South Korea agreed Monday that maximum pressure must be maintained on North Korea until it takes action towards addressing concerns about its nuclear weapons and missile programs.
We agreed that we should continue to apply maximum pressure on North Korea until it results in not only in words, but also concrete action.
Kono told reporters after a meeting with South Korea's National Intelligence Service Chief, Sahun, that Japan would be willing to provide money for International Atomic Energy Agency inspections if needed. A Bangladeshi airliner with 71 people on board crashed on Monday while attempting to land in Nepal. At least 40 people have been killed. Julian Satterthwaite has more.
71 people, including four crew, were on board. Officials say 17 of them have been rescued. Images uploaded on social media showed plumes of smoke rising from the airport as firefighters raced to put out the blaze. The aircraft operated by US Bangla Airlines was flying from the Bangladeshi capital, Dhaka. Mountainous Nepal is notorious for air accidents, and small aircraft often run into trouble at provincial airstrips.
That's reporter Julian Satterthwaite. British Prime Minister Theresa May is expected to speak Monday about the poisoning of a Russian spy, amid speculation that she will blame Russia for the attack. The Kremlin has denied allegations of any involvement in the attack. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. The United States pushed the United Nations Security Council on Monday to demand a ceasefire in Damascus and rebel-held eastern Ghouta, where Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's forces say they are targeting terrorist groups who are shelling the capital. The United Nations has described eastern Ghouta as hell on earth. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
There should be only one agenda for all of us: to end the suffering of the Syrian people and find a political solution to the conflict.
The United States circulated a draft resolution to the 15-member council that demands an immediate 30-day cessation of hostilities and asks Guterres to urgently develop proposals for monitoring of implementation of the cessation of hostilities and any movement of civilians. The United States Secretary of State Rex Tillerson arrived in Chad Monday to meet with its president.
During our conversations, President Deby and I discussed the importance of Chad's continued engagement in counterterrorism efforts across the region and the United States' commitment to strengthening our partnership with Chad.
Chad is an important American ally in the fight against Islamist groups in West Africa. Tillerson is cutting his trip short to Africa by about a day to deal with pressing matters, including North Korea. United Nations Special Rapporteur on Human Rights for North Korea, Tomas Ojeda Kenyatta, delivered a report to the UN Human Rights Council saying conditions are dire and must remain a priority. Lisa Schlein has more.
Quintana's report presents a blistering picture of a society that runs a cruel penitentiary system that represses all forms of free expression, continues to nurture fear of the state, and leaves people at the mercy of public officials who are not held accountable for their actions. Quintana is calling on the government of Kim Jong-un to release six nationals of South Korea and three U.S. citizens who remain in detention in the DPRK on charges of plotting hostile acts against the state. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday he is waiting for the outcome of court cases before deciding whether to take action on raising the age to buy guns, but conceded there is little political support to do so. Trump said via Twitter that very strong improvement and strengthening of background checks for gun purchasers will be fully backed. He also said that bump stocks, which boost the firepower of some assault weapons, will soon be out. The Taliban has captured a western Afghan district near the border with Iran after inflicting heavy casualties on government forces. Fierce fighting was still raging in the area because government forces were still holding out in army bases and buildings of the intelligence agency. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.